Well, on Sunday, we celebrated that Sunday that celebrates the midpoint of Lent, Lateri Sunday. And the theme of that Sunday is in relation to the Jerusalem temple, to rejoice because of the temple. And in both of our readings today, we seem to pick up on this theme. In the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, the temple is center to the vision, and also in that reading from the gospel. So let me just talk a little bit about this reading from Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel was not in Jerusalem, and the temple had actually been destroyed. He is in Babylon, and from there, he has this vision of the restored temple. And the thing that is at the very heart of this vision is how from the temple, a river is going out throughout the world, and in that river, there are fish that are swimming, and that this water is giving new life. And the thing that this vision is wanting to affirm is that from the temple, hostile environments are transformed. An ecosystem that cannot sustain life is now coming alive. And if we have a sense of the movement of Scripture, this passage from Ezekiel anticipates an even greater passage from Revelation 22, where we read, "Then he showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. Through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, was the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." And so the idea here of the temple being that place that the waters that come forth from it are for the healing of the nations. Now appreciate, for a Semitic culture like the Jewish people, the notion of water was fundamental. Its very essence was the substance of life, particularly in a place like the ancient Near East, where there was so little water. The images that are being created here is to give us that understanding that all of life needs water to survive. And all of our life as Christians needs that water that is Jesus Christ, from whom come the streams, as we read in John's Gospel, of living water. Now, with this image of the temple and the river in mind, let's move to today's Gospel. That this pool that was in Jerusalem, at the Jerusalem temple at Bethesda, is called the Pool of Mercy. The Pool of Mercy. And it is here that this man, who for 38 years has been looking to get into the water to be healed, now encounters the Lord. Now, there's something significant about how long he's been seeking to do this. It's been 38 years. And although in their totality, the Jewish people wandered through the desert for 40 years, that there's a significance to this number 38, that it was at the 38th year that they came to that point where they were going to begin to enter into the promised land. It would take them another 2 years before that would be fulfilled. And from there, Moses would speak to them what we know as the book of Deuteronomy. So this number 38 is a symbolic number. It's a number that speaks of an opportunity to now enter into the land of promise. And as Jesus is with this man, he basically is saying to him, "I'll heal you, but this requires a change of perspective now, a change of attitude. How are you going to live your life? Will you experience not only my healing today, but will you experience what it now is to live your life with this new orientation, where you're not going to define yourself from who you were in the past, but who you are and who you are becoming in the future?" In other words, he's saying to this man, "Will you trust in me?" It is this kind of trust that during this Lenten season, as we're moving closer and closer to Holy Week, requires our deepening conversion, that we won't make excuses for our past, but rather we will daily choose to cooperate with Jesus as he continues to heal us and make us whole. His grace is abundant, and these images of the living water that are found in that passage from Ezekiel and we see here in the Gospel of John illustrate this. Our choice is one where we are to decide how deep will we wade into the flow of his healing grace. Like in our reading from Ezekiel, will we just go up to our ankles? Will we go up to our knees? Will we go up to our waist? Or will we choose to swim in the grace of Christ? He invites us into that place where he wants us to dive in deep. And so may we, with our psalm for tonight, affirm that yes, Jesus, you are with us. Yes, Jesus, you are our refuge.